The government committed to the development of Greencastle in black and white in that plan. Our local minister, Joe McHugh, indeed referenced Greencastle Harbour in his first response to the plan. So we expected some positive news when we submitted parliamentary question again. We wanted to know when, you know, the works could start, timescales, particularly in terms of the breakwater, which is half finished. Millions of taxpayers' money has gone into a half finished breakwater that's not serving its purpose until it's completely constructed. So the response is just deeply frustrating, exasperating for the people of Northeast Inishowen and further afield. I'm now going to write to the Taoiseach, asking him to sort this out once and for all and to clarify where the funding is going to come from, when it's going to start and when it's going to be completed.
But not all is lost. The funding is there. It is contained in the 2040 plan. You just need to ascertain as to how and when it can be obtained.
Well, there are concerns around the Project 2040 plan, and there are concerns about you know, all of the different projects that are committed to. And I find it deeply alarming that under the Fisheries and Harbour section of that plan, there is specific reference to Greencastle Harbour. Yet as soon as we put a question to the Department of Marine, who should have been consulted and involved in that commitment, their response is exactly the same as it has been for the last number of years, which is to wash their hands of responsibility, indeed in the past, to pass the buck to the Department of Environment and back and forth. So we're asking the Taoiseach now to referee on this issue, to see that his government made a commitment to this plan, to bring in Minister Michael Creed and his department officials and make sure that they honour that commitment. Because I can tell you that the people of Northeast Inishowen and indeed across the Northwest will not forget if that commitment and that promise is broken.